says to be true. Said we're here for a good time. Good afternoon and welcome to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. Happy Thursday. I'm glad you joined us today. We're going to have a couple great guests and we're going to talk about the Super Bowl a little bit, Olympics maybe, and maybe not Gonzaga tag. I'm not so sure we want to talk about them. But as we all know, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, and Tag, I think you can hear me now, can't you? You're hiding behind that glass.
I sure can. I can hear you, good. David. You sound great.
Yeah, well, you make me sound better than I deserve, my friend. You really do. Well, I was in Seattle all weekend, part of a Rotary thing, and I was leaving Saturday, leaving the DoubleTree Hilton, which is right across from the airport, and three big buses showed up to a little parking lot just off the site of the hotel. And so I'm a curious kind of guy. So I see these pop-up tents popping up, and I see Seahawks banners and everything else. I'm thinking, oh, well, I might just have to do that. So I pulled in, and I said, hey, what's going on? And I'm still wearing all my little Rotary regalia, you know. And so all of a sudden, these buses stop, and it's the Seahawks getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. And so what happened was the first bus had all their PR people and all that, so they walked over to me again. I'm looking like Mr. Rotary. And they said, are you in Rotary? Yeah, I'm in Rotary. Are you part of this whole thing? I said, yeah, I'm part of this whole thing. Well, here you go. We want to thank you for what Rotary does. And they gave me this cool hat that I'm wearing now. It's an official Seattle Seahawks hat. You can't buy them anywhere other than through the Seahawks. So there you go. So through the power of radio, it kind of loses something. But Tag, does it look good?
It looks great. I complimented you right when you walked in, too. It's a great hat.
And you didn't even know the history of
that. I know. I had no story behind it or anything.
So I'm already a Seahawks fan, and I think you are as well. So here it is, folks. I know you've tuned in just for this. Tag, what's the final score of the Super Bowl going to be?
I'm going with Seahawks winning the game 28-14. Oh. That's my final prediction.
Okay. Well, you know what? That is pretty darn close to what I had, too.
What do you got?
I had 28-17.
Okay. I was thinking about 17 also. I don't know if they'll get down there again to score at the end of the game, but we'll see. I think they'll win by two touchdowns. The Seahawks will.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. It'll be a lot of fun for sure. And you know what's cool is they've got a lot of different places around town to watch the game, too. And it sounds like if you're a Seahawks fan, you can go to Sweet Lou's and all these different places. And if you're a Patriots fan, I think there's still a phone booth somewhere downtown for, you know, a seating of one. I'm kidding. But you never know. You never know. We've got a great show today, Tag. In fact, I'm looking at two of our guests right now. The Chafe 150 has been just a part of our community now for 18 years, and it just keeps on rolling. And you never quite know how it's going to be every year. But the bottom line is it keeps raising money for local education, but also for local events for the Sandpoint Rotary Club, too. So I've got two guests here to talk about that in a few minutes. And after that, we've got a guest from the Festival of Sandpoint. We have breaking news today about an announcement for one of the acts coming this year, so stay tuned for that. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break, Tag, and when we come back, we will be talking to just a couple great, one Rotarian, one soon-to-be Rotarian, Cass. And anyway, we'll be talking about the Chafe 150 with Cass and Brad from the Chafe 150 committee.
At ProX Home Center, we're all about projects. No matter if your project is big or small, let our experts and friendly staff help you get it right the first time. And did you know ProX delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, appliances, windows, or even floor covering, we'll get it to your door. Call us today for details. ProX Home Center, where the contractor shops, and so should you. ProX Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Nothing comes easy. Every day, every dollar, every decision. So your finances should work just as hard as you do. With a free Ascend checking account from P1FCU, you can earn real rewards for the work you're already doing. No gimmicks, just better banking. Because around here, dividends are for the doers. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend.
Summer is on its way. Think sunshine and adventure. Stop at Wheels and Waves in Sagal, Idaho on Highway 95 in Algoma Place. We have a huge selection of quality used cars, trucks, motorcycles, and boats. Roadway or waterways, find your fun at wheelsandwaves.com.
Since 1989, the Idaho Lottery has given over $1.3 billion back to the state, providing funding to every single school district and hundreds of public buildings serving all of Idaho. For students, schools, and taxpayers, that's more than just a number. That's $1.3 billion and change, which means every time you play, you're helping the lottery fund the future of Idaho. Find out more at thankstowoo.com. Singing of Idaho.
Clay Walker stands as a towering figure in country music with electrifying performances live at the Coeur d'Alene Casino Thursday, March 5th. The train is right on time. Grand Funk Railroad, Still Shining On Tour, live at the Coeur d'Alene Casino Thursday, April 16th. Ready for action? It's No Holds Barred as King of the Cage features up-and-coming MMA stars battling it out live at the Coeur d'Alene Casino Thursday, May 14th. Get your tickets now. Winning is just the beginning.
People from North Idaho are built for long, snowy winters.
And so are the Subarus they drive.
With symmetrical all-wheel drive, every Subaru handles winter's toughest challenges with ease. No matter how harsh the weather gets, your Subaru stays in control.
Add heated seats and advanced safety features, and you're ready for anything winter brings.
Find your winter-ready Subaru today at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. I am your host, David Keyes, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the Chafe Grand Fondo 150, and I've got Brad Williams here, who's been here since, not here, but part of Chafe since day one, and Cass, who's probably been involved the last 2 years as well. Wow, it seems like longer than that. So first of all, welcome, okay. Gentlemen. Why don't you maybe, Cass, why don't you tell us about who you are and what you do for the Chafe, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Thanks, David. My name's Cass Larson, and this will be, I'm a volunteer for the Chafe effort through the Rotary. This will be my second year doing it. I'm in a different role this year. Last year, I was one of the rest stop coordinators. And this year I will be coordinating all of the SAG vehicles. And I can't remember what SAG means. I was trying to look that.
Support and gear.
There you go.
Okay. I will be coordinating all of the vehicles running around and the supplies and everything that happens to support the generous riders.
Logistics. That's a lot of work for sure.
I like logistics.
Oh, good. Well, I know you do, in fact. Well, and Brad, welcome back. We've talked over the years, and we've, of course, been on the committee, and I've learned, of course, try to help out Chafe when I can as in Rotary for sure. How's it looking? Tell us a little bit about where the ride is now, and tell us maybe a little history on it for those folks who don't know what Chafe is. It's a noun and a verb, by the way.
Well, thanks so much, Dave. I've been around the ride since inception in 2008. We've been, this is either our 18th or 19th year. I can't remember which.
18th year.
We've raised, $1.5 million or something for education in the community over the years. It's really been a fun event. It's a lot of work. The ride date is June 20th this year. Not a lot has changed over the last few years. We have our signature 150-mile road route that starts here in Sandpoint, goes through Bonners, through the beautiful Bull River Valley, back to Sandpoint. We've got our 80-mile ride, which really encompasses, the most scenic parts of the ride, starting in Troy and back through the Bull River Valley.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, no, it's one of my favorites too. And then we got some shorter rides in the Selly Valley. We started doing gravel rides 3 years ago, and we had a bit of an issue this year. As people are aware, Lightning Creek flooded extensively. So we're busily trying to find some new gravel routes.
It's totally off limits now. You can't be there.
That's correct.
Oh, got it.
That's
okay.
Correct. The road is, I haven't been up there, but the news I have is there's roughly 5 miles that would be you know, largely impassable. So it's not just like one or two sections we could get around. We're just not going to be able to use it at all. So we're having to scramble for our gravel routes, but that's worked out pretty well. You know, I think we've got a potential couple of routes, a longer one maybe being someplace around 67 miles, a shorter one around 45, running to the west of town up in the Baldy area. And, you know, I think these will be even better probably.
You know, it's funny how that happens, right? You stumble upon, well, first of all, you can't be on Lightning Creek. So now what's plan B or C? And sometimes you stumble into a better course anyway. And we've got enough riders around this community. I'm sure you're picking all their brains for this too. So stay tuned on that, huh?
Yeah. We were meeting on that last night, and we've been discussing it extensively for a couple of weeks, but it's a scramble on that one, but we're getting close.
And Brad's a very humble guy. He kind of just glossed over the fact that more than $1 million, it's about $1.4 million, has been raised for local education and other activities in our community with this one bike ride. And people talk about, how do you do that with one bike ride? And the secret sauce is a couple things. One, community involvement and support. And for the longest time, Mel Dick was the main push for getting sponsors and all of that. And my true test of how important CHAFE is to the community was the year during COVID where we didn't have a ride. We didn't have a ride at all. But every sponsor except for one, paid their sponsorship fees that year, even though we didn't have a ride, even though they didn't get all the flagging, all the posters, all the shirts, all that kind of stuff. And the bottom line was, it was the most profitable bottom line ride we ever had. There was no expenses on the road stuff. But it reminded me of how important what you've done, Brad, and what you brought along, that was trust. They knew that the money would be used wisely, and it has been for sure. Maybe tell us a little bit about the recipient this year of the funds.
Yeah, this will be the second year where the funds, the bulk of the funds are going to go to LPOSD to support their Every Student Graduates a Reader program. And, you know, the goal there, the district has a very intensive and I think well thought out plan that involves testing and necessary remediation. And you know, as everyone knows, you know, the first few years in school are learning to read, and after that, you're reading to learn. And those people that fail in their reading skills early on are just left behind for the remainder of their lives. And you know, the thing I'm most proud of about this ride is, you know, we've got evidence that this has worked. You know, the rides benefited an entire generation of students here.
Well, it did with the book trust and everything else. Yes, I mean, it's always been focused on younger educational program. But I remember even way back, it was focused on kids on the autism spectrum. I mean, so what happens is every 3 years, Sandpoint Rotary chooses a recipient. And so groups apply for that, and they go in front of there's a committee, and then the committee picks one or two finalists to go in front of the whole club, and the club buys in, votes on that, and then they move forward with that. And I just think it's just really, really great that every recipient has been intensely local, and the money stays here. And I think, again, a lot of people are asked for money in our community, but we have Rotary has a track record of spending that money locally and making a difference here. So that must feel pretty good for you.
It does. And like I said, you know, we have the evidence, right? I mean, you look at the LPOSD test scores, and we are vastly superior to all the other schools in the state and well-regarded nationally in most aspects of learning, but particularly in, you know, kind of language arts.
Right. Well, the tail of the tape really was during COVID when, you know, everybody was home. They weren't having school. And not many kids were getting online to read. But what happened was there was such a history of books in homes by kids being a part of the book trust and everything else and having siblings keeping those books there too, that it was obvious they were reading at home. And so when the state reading standards came out the next year, you talk about cratering out in the whole state. I mean, it was obvious that we had to start over with a bunch of kids, frankly. But LPOSD hung tight. In fact, we were the number one group on several different age groups that year. And they go back to maybe not one thing causing that, but it helped. It contributed to keeping those scores up so our kids didn't get as far behind as other kids. And that feels good, too. That's, again, what CHAFE is all about. That's what Rotary is all about, too. So, again, you've got to feel good about that. You've been a part of this since day one, true?
Yep.
Yeah. And so the biggest change are the gravel routes, for sure, as far as the physical ride, I would assume.
Yeah, you know, bicycling changes, and our goal with this ride is to keep it relevant, right? And road riding has become less popular, and people feel less safe doing it, but gravel riding has exploded. And, you know, as everyone knows, our area is full of beautiful gravel rides, you know, and challenging gravel rides. Right. You know, these routes we're going to do, the long route will probably be just a little under 8,000 feet in cumulative elevation gain. And, you know, it'll be a hard ride.
Right.
And it's going to be gorgeous.
Is it still part of that series, too, where they have that series of like three or four rides?
No,
it's not.
Okay.
It
is not part of that series this year.
Okay.
But Charles Mortensen is still conducting that Selkirk series, and
yeah,
it's a good series, and all you riders ought to look into that as well. But our ride is going to be on completely different terrain than his, and they'll be beautiful. We're also going to have a shorter ride, approximately 45 miles, and the elevation gain will be a little more humane for those of you who don't feel like 8,000 feet.
Humane.
But anyway, still challenging ride, and the scenery is going to be fantastic, just as it has been on our last few in the Trestle Creek, Lightning Creek area.
Right. Well, you're the epitome of a cyclist, for sure. We've had thousands of riders now in the CHAFE 150 and all the different rides. How safe is it? I mean, people question that. I've been a part of it as well, so I guess this might be a loaded question, but I'm not aware of anything serious happening as far as riders versus vehicles. I know of a couple of scrapes for sure, but tell us, in your mind, how safe is it? And tell me what you know.
Well, you know, the first thing I want to say is, you know, we've been at this a long time, and the ride committee, the number one focus is safety, right? I mean, rider safety is our most important feature, and we pay a lot of attention. We look at what other rides are doing. We look at what accidents have happened. We, you know, we just try our damnedest to avoid that stuff. And so, you know, as an example, left turns across traffic have tremendous potential for problems. So on our long road routes, we have one of those on Highway 200 turning into Heron. And we engage traffic control. You know, just to keep riders safe. And, you know, CAS is heavily involved with SAG. Well, we make sure that all the drivers on all of our routes are aware of the riders. We put up hundreds of signs notifying.
I'm sure every listener has noticed those signs pop up.
Yes.
And then they've wondered, you know, back to your point there where the left turn happens. But that was really came about because of making the ride safer, though. Because all of a sudden you take all the riders off 200, right? And then they're off on an ancillary road, which is paved, beautiful, no traffic. I mean, it was such an addition to it. But the trade-off was more interface, wasn't it? And so,
just that one turn, you know, we always try to avoid that sort of thing. But when we have to have it, we make it as safe as possible.
Right. So early registration's out now.
Yep.
CHAFE150.org, right? Mm-hmm. And if a person wants to get in shape now for the 150, they've never ridden a bike before, you probably, that's a push probably, just to guess. 80, 45, you got some different smaller, easier rides, frankly. Mm-hmm. Well, really for any age group, don't you?
Yes. The, you know, the Signature 150 is a it's a long day, but you know, if you're in reasonable shape, even if you're not a serious bike rider and you take it slowly, it's not impossible.
He's saying that with a straight face. You can't see him on radio, but good gosh. Okay, but tell us more about the 80, the human distances.
The 80 is, a nice ride. The cumulative elevation gain is less than 4,000 feet. You know, it's
beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. You get a bus ride to Troy.
Start in Troy at the Mormon Church there. It's just a gorgeous ride.
It is.
We've got our own little flooding problem or bridge out problem potentially on that ride as well, but we'll manage that one. We may have to reroute a little bit there as well. But easy enough. Those are the sorts of challenges that come with rides on
Absolutely.
The open road.
So if you have any questions at all or you want to register, now's the time to register. There's early registration discount, I think, going on right now, which is really cool. You can win some prizes and all sorts of cool things. And it also gives the organizers a little bit of an idea of what to expect for numbers of riders. I assume you're expecting a great turnout this year?
Well, we certainly hope so. The registration to date is a little bit ahead of last year, but looking reasonable. I'm in hopes that this change of the gravel route will maybe inspire some locals.
You never know. Well, Brad, thank you again for your time today. Cass, thank you for stopping by as well. We'll keep people talking about Chafe 150. And if you have any questions at all, go to chafe150.org. You'll find all everything you ever wanted to know about the Chafe, but we're afraid to ask on live radio. And we'll have you guys back here between now and starting date as well, too. So thank you again for what you've done for the community, for sure. And thanks again for stepping up for the children of the Lake Pontary School District. Thanks again. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the Festival of Sandpoint here with breaking news about a new act that nobody knows about quite yet. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking with Dara right after this.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock InstaChange and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving, not your paperwork. Join over 11,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
News Talk 97.1. Put your forward.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. I'm glad you're making some time today. And also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Tag, I think this repeats on Saturday and or Sunday, too. So we're live right now on Thursday, but guess what? You can catch it again. And also, you can catch it 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm lucky to be joined today by two of the key members of the Festival at Sandpoint team, and that'd be Paul Gunter and Derek Collison. And they are here to make a huge announcement about, was it, I can't remember, Aerosmith? I can't remember who it was. You guys told me off the air that who it was, but you have one act finally landed for the festival. Who is it?
Yeah, thank you for asking. We have our scholarship applications are live now, this very moment for students in the area. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, you know, it was top of mind. What? It really was.
Yeah, Aerosmith with Run DMC. No, wait a minute. That's
a whole different show.
That's a different era, yeah.
So, welcome aboard, and I'm glad you're not going to share, I guess, that information
Stay
with me.
Stay tuned, though. We do have another announcement coming soon. We've announced our grand finale, of course.
And tell us about that.
The grand finale is a fan favorite return this year of our movie and concert series. So this is where we have a screen and the dialogue for the movie is played, the picture for the movie is played, but the score is played behind the scenes live.
And that's a fan favorite too, huh?
Very much requested.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. Because I know you ask questions, you want to find out what people want to hear. And I don't think you did that last year. We missed last year, I think, on that part.
The two previous years, we did a traditional show last year, and yes, definitely backed by popular demand.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You're listening to all your audiences, and that's what they wanted, so perfect. And what a great way to wrap it up, too. I mean, that's just
a way to wrap it up, and as Dara was saying earlier this morning, a great way to get families involved and a next generation involved in classical music.
Yeah, well said, Paul. I think you're exactly right that way. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's still our local concert series. And and that's a great way to remind people that it is our local concert series. And I recall back in the day, you'd have a lot of fifth graders there. You'd have different groups that you've kind of supported throughout the year there. And it's always just a good environment. So good. I'm excited for that. And I'm sure the weather will be great, too. I'm sure you're on top of that.
Sure, it's going to be great.
Oh, man, it's going to be beautiful.
I've already put my request.
Good. So this has been going on since 1983. My gosh, that's a long time. When were you born, Derek?
1981.
Ah, there you go. See, there you go.
In the festival.
By that much. I'm not going to ask you.
1983. Same as the festival.
Look at you.
I know.
It's in your genes. There you go.
Sure. My first concert was at the festival and I was 14, I think. So
wonderful.
It's really fun to be part of the backstage crew now.
My son's first concert was, he was in utero and it was the Beach Boys. So how about that? And it was
that's pretty fun.
A week before he was born and he's just jiving and moving to the music. We had people sitting next to us feeling the stomach and all that. It was pretty cool.
That's so fun.
We all have our festival memories for sure. And you guys you're making it happen, you know, and that's the biggest challenge right now for you, sure, is getting it going. So tell us what's going on at the festival. Dara, you go first.
Well, right now, like Paula mentioned earlier, our scholarships are live. This is kind of the scholarship season in all the local high schools. So we've got a number of traditional legacy scholarships that we offer. We have a vocal excellence scholarship that kids can come perform a song. And we give them, I think it's a $2,500 scholarship. We've got an instrumental excellence scholarship. That is also an opportunity for kids to come, you know, perform for us. And then a new scholarship this year is our music appreciation scholarship, which is a different take on scholarships. This one is for maybe those kids that aren't so musically inclined. They maybe have a memory where they were going through a hard time, a certain song really impacted their life. And so this is an opportunity for them to share how music has impacted them. And it's a really interesting concept. It's a postcard and it's blank on the back side and then half of the front side. And all we're asking is for kids to share with us how music has impacted them. They can draw us a picture, write us a story, write a song lyric on there, and then mail it to the Festival at Sandpoint office or drop it by. And I think kids can find those at Sandpoint High School, Bonners Ferry High School, and Priest River High School.
Well, what a great idea. Was that, did that bubble up from a board member or?
We have a donor who is a really fantastic donor, and they are very supportive of music education. And this was one of their ideas of, they were the ones that donated enough to enable us to be able to offer this scholarship. And then this was their idea. Keep it simple. They really wanted to remove those barriers because, you know, maybe you are good at writing songs, but you're not good at performing songs. And so it can be kind of intimidating to come and perform in front of a panel of people you don't know. So this was a way for us to take away those barriers, get music, you know, it's not just for the performers and the artists. It really is for everybody. And so this scholarship, hopefully we'll be able to reward three $1,000 scholarships to any kid that's trying to continue their education.
Well, that's awesome. So those forms are already at the high schools then?
Yes.
And so it's high school only age then? Or?
Yes, it's high school only. We, all ages can apply, but we do put our priority on graduating seniors.
Oh, gotcha. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then what about homeschoolers? How do they hear about this? How do they find this out?
Well, that's a very good question.
They can come direct to our website, festivalatsandpoint.com, and all the information is there. And if they are interested, they can come by the office and pick up one of those mm-hmm. postcards.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I think, again, keep yeah. it open as much as possible.
Totally.
For sure.
The fourth one we have is definitely hits for a lot of people in Sandpoint, the Charlie Packard Memorial Songwriting Scholarship. We were just, again, talking earlier about how many people in Sandpoint knew Charlie and Colleen over the years.
Anybody who's been in Sandpoint for longer than 5 years knew.
Literally everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
And how many people's weddings yeah. were officiated
Mine.
By Charlie.
Was that right?
Yeah.
How about that?
Right. But this one is focusing on songwriting. And, you know, that was a big part of Charlie's life. And he was a performer long before he even came up to Idaho. Down in Southern California in those days. He actually gave my dad his first gig at a pizza parlor in Costa Mesa, California, like 100
wow.
years ago.
Wow.
I know, before everybody lived up here.
Right.
I know.
We'll meet you in Sandpoint 20
what
years
What a world.
From now.
Yeah, yeah, no. Dennis and Carol Coates moved up here and kind of started that wave of people from Costa Mesa and Huntington Beach area. So, and years later, after all of his impact on this community, now we're honoring him through this scholarship. The family started it a long time ago, and the festival has kind of officially taken it on now.
Oh, so the family was doing it by themselves.
The festival held yeah. an account for them, okay. But just to make sure this stays happening forever, we've taken it under so we can make sure that account's always funded. And that this can be something for kids.
So that's the assumption then that it'll stick around.
Yep, this
forever.
Is something that we'll always offer.
Well, that's
yeah,
really,
absolutely.
Really cool. And how do you're very musical. Are you a songwriter?
Yes and no. I write a lot of music, but not, I guess, instrumental songs, yes. I'm not really a lyricist.
Is that, yeah, that's mm-hmm. a whole different talent, isn't it? I mean, it's all writing. It's a different type of writing, for sure.
It is, for like, sure, yeah.
So hopefully you can bubble up some people who are looking to keep going.
We've had
direction.
Some great applicants and submissions over the last few years of doing this, kind of reviving and putting a little more push into this one. And the kids that come and perform for us, it's amazing what they're coming out with.
Well, that's really cool.
At a totally different age from when I was their age. Now everything's on social media, and these kids are writing sometimes a song a day to put out on TikTok and wherever, and it's crazy.
Well, that's really yeah. cool. Again, one more outlet and one reward again for stepping out and showing off their talents a little bit too. And I think that also keeps the festival relevant too for younger people. I mean, where else would you see a scholarship for something like that? I mean, maybe there's some national one that I don't know about, but that's local. That's cool. That's local recognition and money.
Right. It's $2,500.
It's a win-win
apply.
All the way around.
Absolutely.
So very good. So this is the first year it's really under the auspices then of the festival? Or no?
We officially took it on, 4 years ago probably, but we've always been a part of it. We've always helped facilitate the process ever since it started.
Good.
We had a concert in 2000-something at the festival venue down at Memorial Field, the Charlie Packard Memorial Benefit Concert, and it was 20-something local bands and everybody that had played with Charlie over the years, that all came down and performed, and that was kind of the kickoff to it. We took the sales from that show to launch the fund.
Oh, wonderful.
For the scholarship, yeah.
And it is funny how people, musicians touch people. And again, looking at Dara here, that's pretty cool. Your wedding, of all things, yeah. That's really cool. In fact, well, your dad sang at my wedding, too. So
see, there you go.
150 small years ago.
All that love bringing everybody together.
That's right.
So, getting too lovey.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and shed some more tears here. Paul's dabbing his eyes in front of me. And then we're going to talk a little bit about life and times of the festival, looking maybe for some board members, some financial support, all that good stuff to keep the wheels moving down the highway. And again, we'll be right back with Paul and Dara.
How's college?
Wow. I'm studying power grid cybersecurity.
More efficient water infrastructure in cities.
Using AI to help process sugar beets.
AI on sugar beets.
You know, fast intelligent load shedding, inertial compensation measures, microgrid control systems, seamless islanding.
To make sure the processing plant is safer and more efficient.
So that we all have clean water.
To make sure Idaho's power grid stays safe from attacks.
Sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
Hear that? Exactly. That's the sound of McDonald's extra value meal. Sausage McMuffin with egg, hash brown, small hot coffee, and sweet golden silence. All for only $5. Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injections 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All children deserve the best start. That includes good oral health. As life milestones are met, ensure they visit dental specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Around age 1, it's time for a visit with a pediatric dentist to help establish good oral health habits. At 7, it's time to see an orthodontist to ensure your child's bite, teeth, and jaws are developing properly. Around 15, it's time for a visit to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to determine if your child's wisdom teeth need to be removed or monitored. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Make these appointments at the right time to ensure a proper foundation for good oral health. Learn more at milestonesmet.org.
Well, my gosh, welcome back to Live Local Radio, and I'm your host, David Keyes, and I am so spoiled today. I've got the festival at Sandpoint here, and you know what's funny? They're not going to give me any more hints about an act that they almost have signed, though, but it sounds like it's that close, and that loses something on radio when I say that close with my fingers, but...
They're really close together for you listeners.
Oh, even closer than my fingers were. Okay.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Yeah. Stay tuned. We've got another announcement coming very soon.
And they'll be telling us here on the radio as we keep rolling through this, because we've made a deal that we'll be talking at least once a month, and we'll keep following you know, what's going on. And it, again, there's nothing more near and dear uniquely Sandpoint than the Festival of Sandpoint. So we're all on board to get the word out. And one key part of the festival success is the legions of volunteers that you guys have. You were telling me off air that you have 300 every year.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without them. We have over 300 volunteers from everyone from scanning tickets as you come in to people walking through the park, letting you know where to stand in line, where to put, you can't have your cooler or maybe you need a bottle of water. And we have a force of our front gate volunteers. They are an army onto themselves.
You sure do. In fact, it's funny, you look around, we were mentioning too that the army that hits the field right after the concert's done. I mean, they're swooping in there, getting the chair, the green team, all of those folks.
That is a well-oiled machine. Those guys can have that field turned around before the people are even done picking up the chairs. Yeah, those guys are amazing.
Those lights turn on and all of a sudden it's like a swarm.
They're waiting for the last people to leave so they can finish. Get out of here, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's not an exclusive club, though.
No.
So if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they do that? Where do they find information?
You go on to festivalatsandpoint.com and go to our Get Involved page. And volunteer. There's a volunteer application there. You simply sign up for that, put your email in. It asks you, you know, where would you like to volunteer? What days are you available? What times? And then I'll get those information rolling in. And then I start to assign people to various shifts. We reach back out, confirm you are available this day. And, you know, it just builds from there. It's kind of really fun.
I'll bet it is. It's filling in pieces and parts as you do that. That's really cool. Yeah. And speaking of volunteers, and again, if you have never volunteered, think about it. I mean, it's one of those little checklist things in your life.
And it's a great way to watch the concert for free. So my mom is a 3-year, this will be her 4th year. She checks the gates. She does it from like 5 to 7. Then when her shift is over, she goes inside, finds a blanket, sits down, enjoys the concert for free. She told me last year it cost her like $800 to go to the festival because every night she'd get a drink and dinner and just go sit down on the blanket. And after she got to see a bunch of her friends coming in. So it's a really fun way for the local people to see the shows, be a part of the backstage action, and not spend any money.
Well, or $800,
I mean, you got to support the festival. She's got to support the festival. Yeah. That's part of it, you know.
Well, and that's really cool. Wow. So I hadn't thought about that part, but you're part of the experience, aren't you?
Yeah,
really, really.
Yeah,
cool.
And you get kind of that backstage access, and that's really fun for a lot of people. We have young kids volunteering as young as 14. So some of those kids that can walk through the Lion Ambassadors in the park and talk to people, that's a really fun way for them to get involved doing that.
Oh, it sure is. So again, go online and there's the pull down menu of where do I want to volunteer and sign up for that. And they'll work out a schedule
and you'll hear
for
from
you.
Me.
They're even better. How about that?
Yeah.
For sure. So speaking of volunteers, there's another group of people who are behind the scenes, but really help guide the present and the future of the festival. And that's your board of directors. And I was looking at your list because I do a lot of research before these interviews, just so you know. Hours.
Very thorough, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yes, well done. Mm-hmm.
I got the year right. I've got that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at this guy go.
It's on it.
But I also noticed that my good friend Marcella is on the board still. And she's been on there, I swear, since day one. I'm not close.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I was there a long time ago, and she was there.
Found some pictures of the first fundraiser before the festival was even an organization, before articles of incorporation were written up or anything.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Marcella is in every one of them.
Right. All 6 foot one of her at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, seriously. And now, you know, but that's for another show.
The short jokes don't work really so well on radio. You know, it's more of an implied type thing.
Again, my fingers are really close together.
Good,
I promise. Nope, she's still on the board, still active on several committees.
90 plus years old, people. Mm. So if you think you're too old to volunteer.
Six or seven. Yeah. I don't remember which one. But
well, she was the president of the Pond Ray Rotary Club for a year.
Wow.
And I was the district area governor at that point. And that's a great club, by the way. And I was interviewing her for a little podcast type thing. And I said, Marcella, you tell me your success. How do you keep attracting great members in this Pond Ray Club? And she looked up to me, because that's the short joke there again. And she goes, David, you've got to remember, keep attracting people younger than yourself. So I did the math. That's like 99.999% of the earth is available to be Rotarians at that point. I thought, good strategy for sure.
Perfect.
And then so she's one of your longer term members on there. And I also noticed a good friend of mine, Bea Speakman, is on there as well.
We love Bea.
Good. And she has that energy with BNI and a few things that she does. She's a Rotarian as well. Mm-hmm. And I know a few of the other ones too. And it looks like you've got the nucleus anyway of a great board.
Yeah.
And doing great things. So you're still looking for some more board members though, right?
Yeah,
there?
we'd like to sort of diversify our board. We kind of have a small board right now because of term limits and people rolling off. And so we're at a kind of a rebuilding spot right now, which is great. So we can bring in, you know, maybe someone's really good at marketing, or maybe somebody really has some great ideas on how we can grow the festival. And so we want to talk to anybody and everybody that thinks they might have a skill that the festival could use. We're taking, I know they've been doing some interviews this week, so reach out, go on to the festival at sandpoint.com. You can send us an email and we'll get you connected with the board member and see what we can do.
And then connect with the board member and find out really what it entails too. I mean, sometimes it's monetary a little bit. Sometimes it's time, talent, treasure, as they say. I was on the board forever, a long time ago. In fact, we went bankrupt twice when I was on there, by the way. But, and we came out of it, not related to me.
There's a lot of success stories about
that. I was
about
to ask if you wanted to join the board again, no. But I don't know anymore. Yeah,
that's my caveat right there. but it was funny. Dennis Pence came to the rescue, Coldwater, and did a matching fundraisers twice. Mm-hmm. And we had the new tent, the old new tent back then, and some other things. And it really did give you some insight, though, about something that you maybe take for granted. I mean, if you go to the festival, you go to the festival. You wait in line, you do that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This gives you the secret behind the sauce of marketing, attracting talent, volunteers. You get a little bit of taste of everything. And I think probably still you find where your passion is, and you help maybe with that part of it. It's a well-oiled machine now anyway, but board members, at least good board members, know how to at least help but not insist. I mean, they know how to find that balance.
Well, and it's a learning process too. I think B would probably agree with me that she had a very different idea of what the festival was like when she joined our board. And then as she sort of became part of the organization and realized all of the amazing education programs that we're doing, all the different ways that we're reaching out in the community and trying to impact different areas from our pre-K to our master classes to our scholarships, we're really trying to touch all those ages. And so she was really kind of super impressed and surprised, really. So it's,
and some of those rumors went away, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I had a great talk with her before she applied, and she says, "Well, what about da 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 da?" And I said, "There's only one way to find out, and you either you can complain on the sidelines, or become a referee, or you can be part of the solution."
And she jumped right in. She jumped right in the deep end.
And I knew she would too. I'm so glad because again, that's the future. I think people have these ideas. Well, I could do this better, or why don't they do this? You don't need to be a board member to have those answered. But guess what? If you have the time, talent, and treasure, perhaps, why not?
Right.
I mean, again, you're looking for several people.
Several.
And I would say you're in a pivoting position probably now. Maybe not this coming year or two, but there's some serious decisions to be made about our festival. Mm-hmm. And who would not want to be part of that? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, if you have some insight, if you have some background, we're seeing more and more people move to our community that have arts backgrounds and business backgrounds. And people, if they don't plug in, they kind of go away, you know, and there's been so many studies out there. It's a Rotary thing, too. But if they don't plug into something after they're not working all the time, they go away. They go away. And I think those are folks you look for. You also look for younger people, which you have on the board, too, to find that family mix, too. And again, it's never set in stone, is it? It's
no.
There's nothing
well,
set in stone.
Well, then you have, you know, the Marcellas of the world that are never going to not join. They're
no.
joining everything.
And she'll always have her first bid on the poster every time.
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah. I thought about, you know, maybe putting her name down for the $40,000 one. But I thought I better not do that.
We started it off big this year, yeah. Marcella. Wow, thank you.
Always coming through.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you. I appreciate you guys today. We got just a little bit of time left. 1 minute is all. So the festival, if you look 5 years from now, what do you see? Do you see, I know it's getting more of a challenge to find acts sometimes. I mean, all these casinos, all this money going up, all the travel time stuff has changed a bit. What is one thing, and we're doing a time capsule here soon too, by the way, Pine Street Woods. I'm going to ask you to write something about what you think the festival
does. That's a great
100,
idea.
100 years, by the way.
I love
so
it.
Give me a sneak preview 100 years from now. What are we going to have at the festival, 100
Sam? 100 years for now. It's kind of like the Sphere in Vegas, but four-dimensional. More on that for
Willie Nelson
show.
Will be there.
Absolutely. Before that, yeah, Willie again, but hologram. In the more immediate future, looking at more expansion on our education programs and into some year-round programming, whether that's more outdoor stuff or things indoors at different venues, but more of a festival experience and exposure around the year.
Dara, what do you think?
I agree.
There you go. That's why you guys are tight.
Let's get Taylor Swift here.
Too. So, well, I want to thank both of you for stopping by. Taylor Swift will be like, 90 years.
We could totally afford her. It's totally.
Well, in 100 years, I think she'll be affordable.
Maybe she will. It'll be a hologram type of thing. You never know. You never know. I want to thank both of you again for your dedication to the festival and coming by today. And we'll keep this thing rolling, too. You're totally invited to come by anytime, but we're going to do it at least once a month.
Yeah.
And as we roll into July, when's the first act?
What's July 30th is the opening day of the festival, Thursday.
And that's Taylor Swift, you said?
Of course.
Good. And Willie Nelson.
Yep. And Willie Nelson.
Duet.
Well, again, thanks for your time. We're out of time. We'll talk to you all next week. Take care.
Thank you.